This is Worldviews. I'm Suzak Rolat. Well, historic events have continued in Egypt this week as violent protests have been ongoing, military ultimatums were given, and ultimately it appears that there was the removal of the president and an installation of a new interim president. So joining me in the studio to discuss this evolving situation in Egypt is, of course, our Middle East expert and regular panelist, Joshua Landis. And on the phone with us is incoming OU faculty member Samer Shahata, who is from Egypt and is an expert on the Muslim Brotherhood. So Joshua and Samer, welcome to the Worldviews Roundtable.
Great to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Well, Samer, first I'm going to go to you. The situation in Egypt has, of course, been somewhat confusing in that President Morsi at least seemed to be standing firm and defying military orders to resign and then was apparently arrested and removed by force. And now I think it was a Supreme Court justice that was installed as president, is now the interim president. Can you help us understand a little bit what exactly has happened in Egypt this week?
Sure. Well, what's happened in Egypt this week is that for the last month and a half or so, a few groups, the rebel movement, the Tamarud movement, as well as the June 30th movement, have been planning massive protests to call for Mr. Morsi's resignation or removal or early presidential elections. And that was planned for June 30th. And there was a great deal of expectation about that date. No one knew how many people would actually turn up to protest Mr. Morsi. And, of course, their criticisms are legion, having to do with incredibly poor leadership, to the idea that the Muslim Brotherhood was entrenching itself in state institutions, making their removal through elections in the future impossible, and other criticisms of Mr. Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood. And of course, I think many of us saw on June 30th millions of people exceeding expectations on the streets against Mr. Morsi. And then shortly thereafter, the defense minister, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, who incidentally was appointed by Mr. Morsi last year, made an announcement. And he essentially gave Mr. Morsi an ultimatum, 48 hours to address the people's grievances and to come to some kind of, you know, mediation with the opposition, or else the military would have to intervene.
But this was a democratically elected leader. I mean, the complaints must be really significant if they're willing to remove him, Joshua. And now what happens, you know, the United States is in a situation, I mean, in that they need to cut off aid. I mean, that's what the U.S. law, I suppose, requires in the issue of a military coup. But the United States seems to be kind of being a bit wishy-washy on this, suggesting that if there's a chance for more effective democracy, then we'll let this go forward. So what is the U.S. response likely to be in this case?
Well, the U.S. has been confused, I think, and much like the initial Egyptian revolution, where President Obama stuck with Mubarak until about the last week, once it was obvious that popular demand for his stepping down was irresistible. And then he went with the flow and joined the revolutionary forces, if you will. In this situation, he's done something similar, stuck with Morsi as the democratically elected president and constitutional, you know, against a coup d'etat, but then has moderated. And once they saw these incredible demonstrations and the likelihood of political violence, stepped back. And today it is confusing because Congress has passed a law that all U.S. aid, which is $1.3 billion, has to be stopped in case of a coup. So that means we have to stop aid. But a number of senators have stood forward and said, well, we have to play it by ear. And this is, you know, as if there can be a transition back to some kind of democratic representation and quick elections, then we can resume that aid and, you know, everything will go back to what it is. But the question I guess I have for Samer here is, what's the likelihood that any kind of patch-up job and democratic procedures can be followed in the near future? I should think the Muslim Brotherhood is going to be furious. Now, I know they've said that they're not going to get sucked into violence, that they're going to step back and they're going to follow legal procedures. But the anger on the streets must be intense.
Well, yes. I mean, the anger among the supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood and among the supporters of Islamist groups in general in Egypt is one of outrage and indignation, because from their perspective, Egypt had a democratically elected president. No one called into question the integrity of those elections. And a year later, he is removed through essentially a military coup. Now, of course, the other side of that story is that this was not simply a military coup. It wasn't seven military officers removing a president or another military officer in the middle of the night. I mean, there were millions of people on the streets protesting in record numbers. So there was some popular support there. This is why it's murky. Just as the 2011 removal of Mr. Mubarak wasn't really a revolution in the sense that the entire political, economic structure and institutions of the society were not changed. I mean, the military, a pillar of the Mubarak regime, was still in power and is still in power today. Just as that was not a revolution and not only an uprising, what we saw over the last few days in Egypt isn't simply a coup in the traditional sense. People have called it a revolutionary coup, a coup supported by millions of people, a popularly supported coup. But the point is that it is confusing, and it's certainly not the best of all options, because there is, of course, the principle of not removing a democratically elected leader, and of course that's been violated quite significantly. And so it is going to be messy, as you indicate, from now on out.
So just very quickly then, are we likely to see any stability coming anytime soon in Egypt?
Well, I don't think that there's going to be chaos and civil strife. I think Egypt is not Algeria after the 1991 coup. But real democratic, inclusive political stability in which everyone believes in the basic institutions of the system and are allowed to participate, we're not going to see that, for the simple reason that the Muslim Brotherhood and other Islamists, I think, are going to be excluded institutionally or otherwise. And that's certainly not a recipe for democratic stability. And then again, we have the military in Egypt, an institution with an autocratic tradition, also being really the primary players.
Well, Samer Shahat, Joshua Landis, thank you so much for helping bring some clarity to this very confusing and evolving situation this week. Thank you.
You're very welcome.